everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network. We're located out of Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm talking to you from Redmond, Washington. We're really glad to have you joining us this evening. We're going to have the best time. I've got a wonderful guest tonight, Mona Delfino, and in a few minutes I'll tell you all about her. But first, I want everyone to know that you can easily access this Internet show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Winford Live or by going to the archives, which is really the on-demand section, that are available shortly after the show finishes. Because you probably want to go back and listen to some of the things she's going to be sharing tonight. If you're not online or have someone who wants to hear the show, you have to call in at 347-838-9142. Now, if you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142, and press the one button on your touchtone, and Annie, the moderator, will know that you have a question, and we'll get you in as soon as possible. Before I bring Mona in, I want to talk about the network. I want to tell you about the shows that we have on the network, and I hope everyone does go in and check them out because we try to bring you some wonderful guests, everyone does, in the network. The Cosmic Contact Show is every Monday at 6:30 p.m. This is Central Standard Time. And then on Tuesdays, we have the I Am Well Show. And that's at 8 p.m. by Anamika. She's from Holland. The Night Search Show is at 9:30 on Tuesday, Central Standard Time, and hosted by Eddie Middleton from Memphis. Wednesday is the No Show at 7, and that's hosted by Robert McMillan. The Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program is hosted by James Renford Powell. He is the owner of the RBR Network, and that's at 8:30 Central Standard Time. Now, Thursday, we have the Progressive News Weekly, and that's at 5:30 Central Standard Time with Daryl Clark. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap Show. That's with Rhonda Harrison from Red Feathers Lake, Colorado. That's at 1 p.m., so in the afternoon. The Dream Vision 7 Show is on Friday, too, at 3 p.m. That's hosted by Deborah Boubet from Boston. And then Saturday, Soul Town Sound and Music, that broadcast at 3 p.m., hosted from Memphis, Tennessee by Reginald Jenkins. And then Sunday is the Dream Vision 7 show, that Sunday at 3 p.m., and that is, again, from Boston. Okay, so that's the rundown of all the great shows that we offer on our network for right now. Okay, well, let's get into let me tell you a little bit about this person that we have online tonight, and her name is Mona Delfino, and she is a medical intuitive. She has been on the show several times, and we always love to have her back. She is she's so much fun, and she's got a lot of great stuff to share. Her message this evening is really about self-empowerment in a world of transformation, and she will discuss ways to take your power back, to establish a balanced life, and the importance of this in the coming year, 2015. So she's going to tell us what we have to do to get back on track. Mona is the author of the best-selling book, Sacred Language of the Human Body. Her knowledge of the body is phenomenal. She has lots of wonderful things to share if you have a health issue, how to get you back getting well again. She is an amazing healer. She has the gift, as some people call it, to know why a person comes down with an illness and shares all the knowledge, expertise, and tools one needs to heal. So you're going to love talking to her tonight. She teaches seminars on body intuition and all kinds of other things. Now, if you have a question, again, call 347-838-9142. And to contact Mona after the show, you can go to her website, www.sacredconnections.com, or call her at 541-639-1814, and we'll be getting her phone number out again throughout the evening so that you'll know how to get in touch with her. Good evening, Mona. Are you there?
Good evening, Pam. Yes, I am. And thank you so much for having me on your show again. It's always such a pleasure to be here with you and your audience. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, and we can't wait for you to tell us all the good stuff. I know you've got a lot of good things to share this evening, and we talked a little bit before about you wanting to tell us, you know, what is happening out there and why we need to be self-empowered right now and what we have to do to get that. You said something about shamanizing humanity.
Yeah.
Would you like to talk about that? That sounds real exciting.
Oh, I'd be happy to. Well, okay, so let's back up a little bit, and I'll tell you a little more about what is happening in the world. As many of your listeners know, you know, I've been doing this healing work since I was a child, and I was born shaman, and I've been able to basically see through bodies and feel energy since a very, very early age. My brother died at the age of 3, and I was 6 months old. He died of a too big of a heart, and when he passed away in Los Angeles, in the hospital in L.A., he was the first heart transplant patient in Los Angeles at that age in 1958. And anyway, when he passed away, I woke up in consciousness, and I remember that at 6 months old, and I remember looking at my hands and going, oh, these will do, but, you know, your big spirit coming into watching your little body, it's pretty freaky, but I remember it like it was yesterday because it was so impressive on my consciousness, and so ever since, I've been able to remember a lot of things and work with many, many people. I have had the opportunity to be a nurse for 6 years, but I saw that nursing was not really back in the day. Nursing was not, it was good. It's always good because you meet people and you learn, and I was always stuck in neurology, which actually became a real good blessing later on. But really what was happening was I saw that there was absolutely no healing in the medical profession. I saw that there was a lot of medicines being brought out, but I only knew very few doctors who would talk to people about their emotional state. And so, you know, for me, it wasn't floating my boat. I needed to see more people healing, and it just wasn't working for me. So after about 6 years, I went into massage therapy, and then I did that for 25 years. And I've been doing that in the state of Oregon. Now, what I do is I basically found out from the beginning that it's not massage. It's the fact that when you're touching, it's a beautiful thing. But what happens is, too, you get transference. A lot of sensitives out there will get the transference of the energy of the person they're working on. So after many, many, many years of doing this and trusting it, because knowing that these energies weren't mine, I began to really understand it, Pam. And then I've been able to harness all of that understanding. And then it's just moved up the ladder. All these years, it's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. So now we're at the time where I'm able to actually teach about what is happening in the world and then help people to always understand. I've had clients my whole life practically when it comes to healing. But you are actually your own healer, and all I'm going to do is just give you some information about what this is. When you talk about shamanizing humanity like that, it's my old business partner was John J. Harper, and he passed away in December of 2010. And John was a visionary and a doctor. He was quite amazing, and he and I used to talk like this, and he said he knew that we were coming into a time that we were shamanizing humanity, and it just caught my attention because for me, being a shaman, I said, oh, my God, that is exactly what's happening. So I want to share this with people because here's where we go sacred, okay? Here's where we go deep inside. What shamanizing humanity means is that we're all becoming individualized. We no longer have to be attuned to always listening to what's happening outside of us. We really don't get a whole lot of satisfaction anymore, and really never did, by paying attention to everything that's happening outside of us. It's not fulfilling. We just hear these things. We even the earthquake in Nepal, my God, you know, all these, but there's earthquakes happening everywhere all of a sudden. Things are starting to shift, change, and develop. Now, as this is occurring, so are we. We're also changing. We're also going through earthquakes. So we are just a mirrored reflection of what our earth is experiencing. So what is happening is I hear some people say that the earth is angry. Please don't think the earth is angry. That is not what is occurring here. The earth is growing, and as we are, And so we are actually becoming more shamanized by understanding that deep within us, we have to learn self-empowerment. Now, self-empowerment is something that each and every individual is going through on some level. That's why it feels so confusing. Many of you out there are feeling stuck or lost. You feel like, you know, gosh, is there anybody that even understands me anymore? And on top of it, what direction do I go? What am I supposed to do? Here's a good one. What's my purpose? Okay. The truth is, life is a purpose. Okay. So even Joseph Campbell used to speak like this. You know, the myth and legend, power of myth. Joseph Campbell used to talk about this in the 80s, that, you know, we don't have to believe that we always have to have a purpose to live. Life is the purpose. So we want to live daily by recognizing that we're in the moment and that we are participating. Self-empowerment means that what you're doing is you're going with the flow. You understand that down deep inside you're going with the flow. You listen, you pay attention. Anything that's going on outside of you that's upsetting or frustrating, you got to ask yourself, why is it upsetting you so badly? What's happening inside of you that needs to be released, needs to be shifted, okay? So actually, self-empowerment is an indicator to understand that we need to be okay with ourselves. We need to be okay while we're going through this transition, because there's not one person on the planet that is not experiencing this transition. And you know this, and we have beautiful, beautiful people out there and scientists that are talking about solar flares right now, and they're talking about how the solar flares are initiating the difference between what's happening in our world compared to what we had, to what we have, and what we're going to have. So when I speak like that, that means it's up to us to make these transitions and to do them well. I recently wrote an article called Empower Yourself, Empower Our World, and that is on my website, Pam, and that is taken off like lightning. This particular article is going viral, and it's because people are ready for it. It's not just because Mona Delfino wrote it. It's because people are ready to hear it, you see. And so basically, self-empowerment, it just means to be okay with yourself and the changes that you're feeling and recognize them. It also means that you're going to be feeling more, we're going to be more intuitive. With every time that we take our power back, it means you pay attention to yourself. It's not an ego. It's an empowerment. And there needs to be an understanding of that difference. Ego is an insecurity that means that you think that you're more powerful than somebody else. Empowerment means there's no such thing. You don't have any better than anybody else. So what we're doing is we're experiencing ourselves in coming into a self-esteem. It's different than what we've had in the past because we're recreating who we are. And the soul that we were is changing, because if you consider that all of our past lives have been directly related to experiences that we've had, and many of us have had the carryovers of coming back into this life and then having to deal with the same physical problem or the same idea at the same age that we might have passed away a long time ago, it'll come up again because we have cycles and patterns and, you know, all those things that occur. And so what's happening is we have another chance. We always have another chance. And I can't explain that to everybody in the way I want to because it would take too much time. But what it really means is that we are ready to ignite a switch, okay, and to be able to start our world on fire within ourselves by saying, I do like this, I don't like that, I can do this better, I can have this instead of that, and this kind of thing. You can also become more compassionate. You're going to start recognizing that other people's problems are not your problems. You know, you might think they are, but down deep inside, you must remember everybody has a lesson, okay? We're not here to live their lessons. We're here to be us. We're here to do our thing. We've got enough to take care of, so we don't need everybody else's stuff. You know, the other thing is just, we just want to remember to listen to your internal dialogue. It's important, you know, to be the observer in what you're experiencing with your emotions. Your emotions are actually a very good ticket to what is coming inside of you. And if you don't listen to the emotion, then you're not paying attention. I'd rather have somebody say, I'm just falling apart, I'm not doing very well today, rather than saying, well, I seem to be doing just fine. And down deep inside, they're falling apart. So the important part is be integritous, be honest with yourself. That's the first step in wisdom, is take care of you. Get enough sleep. If you're not getting enough sleep, then maybe take a nap during the day. But your sleep is important because right now we as humanity are being downloaded, Pam, and we're being downloaded at night. Our intuitions are waking up. Our third eyes are starting to open. We're starting to get more clarity in the bigger picture. And I'm sure that many of the audience today is going to tell me that, yeah, their dreams in the last couple of weeks have been profound. And there are a lot of people who are not dreaming, who say they're not dreaming, but yet we all go into REM sleep. And there are people that are saying, all of a sudden, I'm starting to dream. So I'm hearing that with my clientele base right now. So remember that, you know, empowerment is something that we need to understand. If you think of your life as a pillar, you're the pillar, and the outside of you is chaotic. All this outside stuff that's happening, it's like a blood pressure. You have your systolic and your diastolic. Your blood pressure with your systolic is the high number, and your diastolic is the low number, right? So if you think of life like that, life is like a blood pressure, I say, you know. And a lot of that's because everything that's happening outside of you is going to indicate what that systolic number is going to be. And so some people with high blood pressure, it's because you're letting the outside of you get to you. You're not paying attention enough on the inside. And if you're stressed out on the inside and you're really kind of like, oh, God, I don't know what to do and I feel too stressed out and I'm not taking my power back and I feel obligated and commissioned to do all these things for everybody else, if you do this, then what's going to happen is you're going to start to hurt more and your body's going to recognize it as being a discomfort on every level, emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual. So remember, that's what we would call the diastolic number. That's the low number of a blood pressure. And so when that one is high, that means you better watch out and you better really begin to take your rest when you need to, eat the proper foods, listen to yourself better, you know, pay attention to that little voice that's going on in the background because that's what's trying to teach you. So these are the things that I really wanted to stress today, sweetie, about what is important today. By doing this, you're going to feel better. By taking your empowerment back, your body changes. It means that you're being responsible for your own thoughts and your own actions. This is what changes the world, but it has to change you first because you're allowing it. See, and then the rest of it will start to flow, and you'll start realizing that manifestation is not that difficult. When you thought it was, it doesn't have to be. But again, it comes from taking back your power from your heart and understanding that your heart knows what you're doing and how you feel. So just pay attention to that and work with it appropriately with the way that you see that, you know, compassion is important. But remember, you don't have to attach to everything that's going on out there either. You just want to be compassionate and realize that you have your own work to do and that it's okay. There's no judgment.
Okay. Well, that was awesome. As you were talking, I said, well, I'm going to ask about this and that, and then you would answer the question as it came. You know, I thought that was really interesting about talking about the blood pressure and us knowing, you know, knowing more about that, even getting more sleep. And, yes, definitely dreaming about the dream time. My dreams are becoming so much more vivid. Of course, they had been since I've been up here, but I've even noticed I went through a time where I wasn't dreaming a lot, and then now I am again. And so I know my angels are working with me on that level to help me, you know, because I have questions. I want to know things, and I want answers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. And we have to realize that our bodies are sensitive and that as we're being downloaded with our thoughts and our feelings, and, you know, people who think they're stuck, honey, it's not stuck. What you're doing is you're just learning how to expand, but you're at that point. It's like losing weight. I can always apply an emotion or something that we're going through by trying to describe it as something that happens in the body. And it's like when we lose weight, we hit a plateau. And sometimes when you hit the plateau, you think, oh, man, what's the point? You know, why am I wanting to lose all this weight and then I stop losing weight? Well, it's not because you've stopped losing weight. It's because your body's catching up and you're doing the exact same thing with your changes. So when you feel stuck, it just means that what you're doing is you're ready to go into another cycle of your shifting and your changing. But you have to go gradual. If you go too fast, you'll have to get stuck somewhere to wait until the next avenue hits you, and then you can decide from there what comes up and then how you want to reevaluate, if you will.
All right, let's go back to the shaman, you know, mm-hmm. about we're all our own shaman. And, you know, shaman means many things, and I think a lot of people, could you just tell us a little bit about what you feel like, you know, that the shaman that we are to be, and, you know, so we recognize if we are, you know, coming into our shaman time.
Yes. Shaman means that you're listening. It means that you pay attention to the big picture, that you're not stuck in your own world so deeply that you get too caught up in it, if you know what I mean. It's kind of like what you do is you learn to care, but you also learn to love yourself, to know that you are a part of this creation, and that but what you do is you observe. And you become the observer. In other words, you watch, you learn, you listen. And then when you finally become the shaman, it means that you don't buy into anything that is not related to love. It means you do not buy into anything that's not related to your health. It means you understand to take care of yourself and not get so caught up in the world and in the things going on, but to know that you are divinely affecting the rest of the world by becoming more of who you are. It's listening. It's paying attention. That's how we shamanize ourselves. We pay attention, and then we act appropriately. We give ourselves back the courage and the opportunity to listen better, and then things start to flow. They start to change, and you realize that you're not alone. You know, and that's what's happening. People are feeling that they're alone today. It's because they don't feel understood. But it's not that other people have to understand you. When we're babies and, you know, we're coming into our life around, you know, 6 and 7 years old, we have to decide how we're going to live. We're going to have a perception about life at 7 because we recognize now that we're back on the planet. And so what are we going to do about that? How are we going to, you know, feel comfortable with our mothers or our fathers or even our siblings? You know, how are we going to do that? We have to have some kind of basis of understanding. At that age, you're also being disciplined, right? So that's your environment. As Bruce Lipton likes to talk about, you know, by 7 years old, it is true. I work on people all over the world, and I have for many, many years, and it's true. When you're 7, you have to make choices and decisions based on now who you're going to be, and you put that personality inside of you because what you're trying to do is please people. Some people get to the point where you're 7 years old, and if you don't learn to please, or you don't do this, or you don't do that, then you feel like you're going to get stained, or you're going to be hurt in the process. So you act on survival. And this is really important because acting on survival is the way we used to live, but it is not the way it is now. That's why people are going through the confusion. That's why the world is going through the confusion, is that we are not who we thought we were. We're not going to let other governments and things like that and medical professions and education systems dominate us anymore, because we, the people, by the people, for the people, are the ones that will create the humanity. And if we do it inside first, then we are making a difference. There's an old saying about how the butterfly wings, when they are flying on one side of the world, they are felt on the other. That's how vibration works. And Nikola Tesla said it best when he said, if you really want to understand the world, you must understand in terms of frequency, vibration. Those are the two things that matter, frequency and vibration and resonance. If something resonates to you, it means it feels right. If it doesn't resonate to you, you're not ready or it's not correct. So you this is how you take your power back. You listen to that. And the rest of it will start to flow. You start going, oh, I knew that. Yeah, I knew that. And then suddenly the phone rings, and you go, you know, and then you start thinking about somebody, and it's that person. This is how the intuition starts working. It works because you end up trusting yourself. Empowerment is self-trust.
Trust.
Okay?
I believe it. Yes, absolutely. Well, we have so many people that want to talk to you this evening. Would you like to take a caller now, or do you have anything
absolutely.
Else you want to share? All right,
sure,
let's go to our first caller. We have Ibitar. She's from Colorado, and she gets on our show quite often. We love it. She follows us around. Hi, Ibitar.
Hi, Pam. Hello to your guests. Hello.
Hi, Ibitar.
How are you?
Beautiful. Hey, I like your name.
Thank you.
It sounds like Avatar.
Yeah, it's Ibitar with a B, though.
Pretty. What's your question tonight, honey?
So when you're looking at, you know, like, say, for instance, my body, is that the way you do it? You look at the body and see if there's any blocks, or or is that how you do the medical intuitive?
Oh, well, when I work, yes. When I work, I do. And when people make their arrangements for a session or an appointment, I can see right through it. Even if I'm, 3,000 miles away, it doesn't matter. Energy knows no bounds. Once I tune in, I tune in. And so I just get the frequency of your name, and then I also will look at – everybody has a different way of being read. So I just listen, and I do it that way. But, yes, I can usually see what's going on in the body. But what I do is I like to tell you why. And then when people call, then they say, you know, I'm having this problem with my low back, or I'm having a problem, I've got this and this going on. And lots of times I'll say, well, are you sleeping? And they'll say, no, I'm not. And I'll say, that's your problem. Because, you know, your adrenals are too flighty, and you're not getting enough grounding in you, and et cetera, et cetera. So there's just a million things that come up. I see four people that we have to work with. And if you remember, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual cannot be disregarded on any level for anybody. So thank you for asking the question, because it's all part of the body. It is your makeup, you know.
Okay. I have a problem with my hair not growing. My hair was down my back, middle ways my back before I moved to Colorado, and I had locks, and I got tired of them. And I've never had a problem with my hair growing. So that's what my question is about tonight. My hair, it just won't grow.
Well, it's different. It's a different reason for different people. Some lose their hair, and there's a lot of men that lose their hair at certain ages, and some will say that's genetic because my father did the same thing. But a lot of times what happens is it's actually within you. It's, you can change this, and I know some people will go, but you can. You can change it. Sometimes the nerves that are related, and then, you know, the nerves of the crown at the top of the head, sometimes when we get nervous or we're moving, the nervousness will do that. And, you know, animals do that. If you recognize what happens with animals, when they start getting nervous, I know my dog, every time we have her in the car, and she goes, you know, kind of crazy when I have to go long distances, she didn't like it. So she goes back and forth from the front to the back seat. The next thing I know, she's shaking, and all this hair is falling out. And so, it is nerves. A lot of it comes to nerves and learning how to calm down, learning how to be balanced. Very, very important. No matter what, for any reason, but that's a lot of the reasons why. And when your move happened, it probably occurred, we question things and where we're at and what we're going to be doing. And, you know, it's all the big picture, honey.
So you say it's the nerve endings in my scalp, or it's just nerves, period, in my central nervous system?
Well, it's the nerves in the central nervous system. And the nerves, when the nerves get on, like the nerves get pretty high up there, they're paying attention all the time. And sometimes nervousness means that, you know, you're operating at a high vibration that sometimes isn't what is the best choice for you. When you calm down, some people will take rescue remedies, things like that. And it helps the nervous system to relax. And so any kind of relaxation that you can do will help you to stop losing your hair.
I'm not losing it. It's just not growing. After I cut it off, it's just not growing. It's not.
Same thing. You know. Same thing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, honey.
All right. Well, everybody, get your little bottle of rescue remedy and start, you know, doing that. You know, I do myself. Because I was losing my hair, and I really figured out a lot of it was my minerals, and I wasn't, you know, absorbing my minerals, you know, which happens to me, I think, if you get
older. That's what the nerves do, and actually it's basically the same thing, because the neurotransmitters are working too hard, and that tells the adrenal glands they have to work too hard, and then you're in the fight or flight mode. And that's how this occurs. And everybody, you know, they do it differently. You know, some people get a rash, and some people might get more eczema. Some people might feel like they're not thinking correctly. You know, everyone has a different effect from the cause.
Okay. Well, all right, let's move on to our next caller. And we have a lady that she's from Texas. Let's bring her in. Hello.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi.
Honored to speak to you.
Okay, honey. Go ahead.
So my question is a medical question as well. I just wanted to know what I can do, or supplements, or your recommendation anyways, on for circulation and my eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
If you can see what's going on with it, because ultimately the circulation, especially, it's just frustrating me.
Okay. Well, it means you're not getting enough oxygen. And basically it means that you're probably breathing kind of shallow, or you're not breathing well. Has that happened to you?
Yeah. Anything happened to me?
Yeah. Are you noticing that you're shallow breathing?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. What happens is the diaphragm has a tendency to move up into the lungs. Your diaphragm, your heart, and your lungs are very connected. And if there's too much pressure on the diaphragm, because of how much you put out and how much you do and how much you think, a lot of people eat too fast too. And it puts it up there. I mean, circulation is because there's too much pressure up on the heart, and you want to push that down. You can actually push down from right underneath your rib cage, and you can push all that colon stuff down as you are taking a deep breath and exhale. You're not getting enough oxygen.
Okay, and that's part of the eyesight as well?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's also, eyesight's also part of what caused it in the first place. In other words, what caused you not to breathe well? What caused the shallow breathing? So you stop and think about what are your nerves telling you, you know? And then the vision always has to do with, am I seeing clearly, and am I going in my direction of the way that my sight, my vision, the way that I see life. You know, that it's always that. So the two can be easily connected. Yes.
Okay, because I feel like I am, and so it like frustrates me more with the eyesight. Like, I can see everything clear, but when it comes to reading anything close to me, it's like, oh my God, I can't see, and I can't even look into my lover's eyes when he's right in front of me, and it's and I want to, and I can't.
I understand. Well, that's what you got to look at. You've got to look at how comfortable you are in life. And that's what you want to look at, no pun intended. How comfortable are you? And that's really what it comes down to. And what are you nervous about? Why are you so nervous? These are the things you ask yourself, because if you weren't nervous, you wouldn't have a circulation difficulty. So there is definitely something going on there subconsciously, and you may want to really look into that. No pun intended. Okay.
Okay, that sounds fab. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
All right. Well, that was very interesting. I'm sure we all have questions about this, about the eyesight. You know, I started having circulation problems, and it was when I was, my sister was in hospice, and I was taking care of her. And I wondered why it started bothering me then. And now, you just said it, of course I was a nervous wreck, because I was taking care of her then. And there was a lot of, you know, dysfunctional stuff going on in the family, and, I was trying to keep it all together. Yes, and felt it was all on me, and trying to make sure, you know, that she made an awesome transition. And, yes, well, good. Now I'm over it. Okay, now I know where that came from. Okay.
Good.
All right. So maybe that'll help somebody else out there. Okay, now we've got Jennifer from New Jersey. Let's bring her in. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
You have a question?
I just was wondering, I've been having certain symptoms lately, and I just wondered if you saw them as being like a stress-related cause, or there's some other factor going on. Like, what do you see for me?
Well, when you're asking me these questions, you'll have to be a little more specific for the audience. So what in particular are you asking for?
I've been having certain pains. I don't know. Just
are they random and spontaneous? Are they random and spontaneous?
Yeah, they seem to come and go. Yeah, you could say that, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what I would call an ascension symptom. And thank you for calling and asking. Honey, actually, I've got a video. I've got an 8-part series getting ready to come out on YouTube. And it is all about, it's called the Quantum Shaman Chronicles. And there is a lot of information in there about that. And what it means is that there is this spontaneous stuff. This is why doctors can't diagnose you very well today. It's not that they don't want to or that they can't. It's just that they you will find that there's not enough of understanding in regards to that, because diagnoses are also, you know, they're to me, they're conditions. They're not diagnoses at all. They're conditions. What's happening in a body that is created through a condition, and any condition can be anything at all, okay? So this is what's happening. These kinds of aches and pains that are going on, it's your body trying to get you to wake up. It's your body trying to get you to feel differently about yourself.
Okay.
And you're really...
And also a new thing, too, is that my blood pressure's been going, like, skyrocket, and it always feels low, so I don't know what that is about.
It's the same thing. So what it is it has to be like what I was just talking about earlier, like life is a blood pressure. You know, we get to decide how we want to balance ourselves and be in homeostasis, okay? And so basically that's what's going on. It's an ascension symptom, and what that means is that in an ascension symptom, it means your body is shifting into creating something new for yourself. And fortunately, even though it's a pain to have it, no pun intended, well, it's a pain to go through it, underneath it all, there's a wonderful reason for it. And it just means that, especially if it's spontaneous, and you wake up one morning and you go, what the heck is this?
Right.
Don't freak out. Whatever you do, don't freak out. It's not about that. It's not about thinking that something's wrong with you necessarily, okay? It doesn't mean that you don't want to go get checked out if you feel like you need to, you know.
Right.
But a lot of times people are going through these things now, and we have to recognize that you and many, many other thousands of people are experiencing spontaneous pain, that pains they didn't have before. So my suggestion is learn the sacred language of the human body in terms of, like, the neck is flexibility, you know, the back is support issues. It goes on and on and on. And it is in my book. If you're interested in looking at that, I've got an entire category of things like that. But the body talks. And so as it goes through these things, specifically if you have a pain in your knee or your foot's about foundation and where you're going in your direction. Knees are always about support issues. Are you feeling supported in your direction? And if you're not, then it's possible your knee's going to hurt. It's stuff like that.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Neat, huh?
Yeah, it's interesting. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, so just recognize it for what it is, and don't freak out about it, and just know that you're going through a period of time where it's time for you to see yourself in a much better light, sweetheart. Okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye. Yes. Thank you, Jennifer, for calling. You know, when my sister passed in 2010, but for that year, you know, when I was with her and going through her process of leaving the planet, and I'd be grumbling and griping about this was hurting and that wasn't feeling good. And she said, well, honey, you know, we're getting into our light bodies. Because she talked a lot about ascension, you know, before she left and everything. And that's really, I know, is what is going on while we're going through all this stuff. You know, our bodies are having to make huge adjustments.
Yes,
you know,
they are.
We've been so dense before, and as we come lighter, you know.
Yes. And the more that we understand them, Pam, the more we understand our body, the more that we understand, you know, what the parts mean and what they're about, then it gives you a language. And then you begin to learn the language, and then you can tell your own story. It's fascinating. I mean, it is. It's just amazing. And the times we're in right now, we're getting more and more that way because we are expanding as humanity. We're getting stronger. We're getting more. We're getting bigger. Not worse. We're getting bigger. And so as we do that, we want to be able to learn to adjust to the changes so that we do them well for ourselves. That's what I said at the beginning, is make sure you take care of yourself, because, you know, and learn what you're experiencing, because you will be your own healer. And it's not as difficult as you think. You just got to let go of the past and surrender to that so that you realize that this is not about, you know, going through this horrible diagnosis. It's about learning about yourself and loving yourself and trusting yourself and coming back to who you are. There's your empowerment. Now, that will heal the body. But to do it, it means that you really have to pay attention. And because a lot of people are pretty frustrated right now. They're going through a lot of frustration of not knowing what's going on with them. But remember, you are recreating yourself. So give yourself some space and time and know that it's okay to go through it.
Okay, well, that's great, and I love you sharing that because it does give us some comfort because we do. There's so much going on and that we have to, that we don't know about. Okay, let's go to our next caller. What did you want to say?
Oh, no, I was just going to say that, you know, the other thing is that we're learning to heal with each other. The whole thing about shamanizing humanity, too, means that we're going to be working with each other to make ourselves, help ourselves to feel better because your thought is expanding. And your thoughts, your ideas are increasing your intuition. And it's also going to help you to know that when you give out a prayer or you give out a beautiful thought about somebody, then you'll be surprised at how much quicker this is going to start working. I mean, we are really ready to do this for each other, you know, and that's why I'm advocating it because it's very, very important times that we live in right now.
Yes.
Okay,
it is,
ready for the
and
next
it's
call.
Exciting times, too. Okay, yes, let's bring Becky in. She's from Florida. Hold on. Hi, Becky.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, great. What's your question this evening?
I wanted just to thank Mona for being who she is. We've talked several times, and you asked last time to let you know how I'm doing, and I'm doing great.
Of course you are.
No,
hi,
really.
Sweetie.
Hi.
Thank you. You want to share a little bit with the audience about what your experience
was? Well, I was having difficulties in the heart. And Mona and I worked together a couple times, and I'm doing much better. I'm getting my mindset where it needs to be so that I'm taking care of me. And I just wanted to let her know that I truly appreciate her help.
You're welcome, sweetie. I love you, and thank you so much for calling in and letting us know that you're doing well. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, well, it's great that people call up, and so everybody listening in, if you want to have a session with Mona, you can call her at 541-639-1814 or go to her website at sacredreconnections.com and make a session with her. I know you'll love it, and she's got all her information up there on the website. Okay, well, let's move right ahead because we've got about 15 minutes left. Let's bring Sophia in, and she is from California. Hold on. Hi, Sophia.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you so much.
Hi, Sophia.
Hi. My question is in medical intuitive quest kind of a question. About in September, I woke up with my left thumb and my pinky pretty kind of frozen and stiff, and now the range of motion is coming back. But it went to my right thumb probably about a month, 3 weeks ago to a month ago.
Okay. Okay. And you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
What that emotion is? Okay. All right. So what it is, a lot of it is what happens with the digits of fingers and all that stuff. It's about what you're willing to grasp and what you don't want to grasp. And literally it's on the right side, you said? So
it was on the left.
Uh-huh.
It was on the left, and now it's on the right. It's gone on the left for the most part.
Okay. Very good. Very, very good to talk like this. Okay, the left is your receiver and the right is your giver. So whatever you've been going through in that amount of time has been an indication of what you didn't want. It's something you didn't want to have to process or something you didn't want to have to grasp. Something that was bothering you that you didn't feel empowered with. And I will say that because as the read goes, it has to do with what you didn't feel you could either take on because maybe you didn't feel like you were going to be appreciated. And so when the right one hits, it means what you are not necessarily willing to give out, if you know what I mean. It has to do with that. And does this sound appropriate for you?
Well, for sure. Absolutely. Because the minute it happened, I was ready to start something. I felt it was an appropriate time to start some to immerse myself in a program, but when that happened, I had to delay it.
Yes. Okay, you just answered it.
Okay. So the right hand is, the left hand is to receive. So I'm able to receive now, but the right hand is giving.
Correct.
So I'm having a problem giving out right now.
It just means that you're not sure what you want to give out yet. It means you're holding back a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes perfect sense.
That,
wow.
Isn't that perfect? I know. I love this stuff. It's so cool when you know it.
Since I know that information, what can I do to release it?
You already did.
Wow, that's awesome. That's pretty cool.
What you just did by recognizing, that's called an aha moment. When we have an aha moment, then what happens is it frees up the cells. That's what quantum healing is all about. So quantum healing says, oh, my God, I get it. I understand. See?
Okay.
And then you just, okay, now you freed up your soul. You freed up your cells and your body as well. And now if you move your thumbs, pretty soon you're going to notice you don't have the pain. It's all because
you
recognized what it is.
Wow, I love that. That's so awesome. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Have an amazing day. I wish I could ask another question, but I know it would be appropriate. But thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, thanks for calling, honey.
Thank you.
Well, that was amazing. And I love what you shared. And I know that every time you share something with someone, that somebody else needs to hear it, and they're getting it too. That's what's so great about these talk shows. I want to bring our next, because we're going to move right along. We still have a few more minutes. I'm going to bring Greg in. He's from New Jersey. Okay. Hi, Greg.
Ray.
Ray, I'm sorry.
Yes, no problem.
What's your question?
How are you?
Okay. Hi, Ray.
Hi. I was just wondering about, recently I've, kind of made a positive choice in, not drinking. And, I just want to know maybe, the benefit. Obviously, there's benefits to it, but, I want to know, more spiritual, maybe say spiritual, but more mental, the benefits of it. I'm obviously stay positive, things that nature. Could you just share something along that line with me?
Sure, I can. Okay, so you made the decision. Let me get this straight. You made the decision to stop drinking. Okay.
Right.
And how has that been going for you, Ray?
Well, it's been going well. I mean, I don't think about going out. Just not saying going out with friends is wrong, but I just know just trying to stay within myself and do more of the positive things that for my life. Maybe whereas if I said, I'll put it off for tomorrow, but I can do it today, and things like that.
Sweetie, you sound like you're doing very well. I may not need to mention anything on it because really what you're doing, a lot of times today, I think more people realize, and thank you for calling, because more people realizing that drinking is not feeling good to them. It's like it doesn't do anything anymore. It's almost like, ugh, you feel, ugh.
Right.
A glass of wine every now and then is great, if you want to relax a little bit. But it's not something like you feel like you always have to keep on going like we used to. That's part of the recreation that we're going through in the humanity phases, is that this is so important because there are a lot of people right now who are recognizing that they're eating differently or they're feeling like they have a different craving for certain foods, and that's because of the energy. The energy of the foods is getting better. That's why all of this organic stuff came up and everything else. It's very important. But the drinking thing, you'll notice it's not really something that that you feel drawn back to. And congratulations on that, as a matter of fact. Because you think clearer. You think clearer. And honey, you're getting better in a lot of ways. I can just tell you that right now. My suggestion is spend more time really feeling your importance, your self-importance, okay? And that it will make all the difference in the world. And I congratulate you big time for that.
Thank you very much. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you.
Well, let's go back one more. Thank you, Ray. But I wanted, when you said getting in touch with our self-importance, and the show, the talk was about empowerment. So what he's doing is very self-empowering.
That's right. What he's doing is very self-empowering. Remember, it's about taking care of yourself. And it's actually more attractive today to take care of yourself. than it used to be. In the past, it was like, but I don't want to do that. I'm not going to bed at, 10 o'clock. I don't want to. So, we have to realize that right now the important part is that coming back to who we are means that we got to start somewhere, and where we start is in taking care of ourselves, and then the rest will start to unfold. It's a beautiful time to be alive, and I'm so grateful that I was able to be on the show to share this today.
Well, we're so grateful to have you on the show tonight. Okay, we've got a couple more callers. I'm going to bring Kathleen in. She's from Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Kathleen.
Hello.
Hi. I have a question about my ex-husband, who I'll always care about. And I don't understand this. He is a jock all the way. He just turned 61 yesterday, and we've been divorced for years. He's remarried. But he found out that he has AFib, and, he does triathlons and everything. He runs, he bicycles, he does everything.
Okay.
And I don't understand the reason for this, for someone who's always eaten the right things, kept himself in shape, why this is happening. Because I know he's not going to be around forever. And
okay.
Even though we've been divorced for years, it will always affect me.
Mm-hmm. Well, honey, the thing is that I used to work with a doctor, and this doctor would run for lunchtime. He would go out and jog, and he was on a macrobiotic diet, and, he thought he was the healthiest thing in the world, and one day he went out jogging, and he fell over dead from a heart attack.
Yeah.
And, but a lot of it's because what happens is that, well, there's a lot of reasons, okay? I can't go into all of that right now. But what I
but
can tell you...
But he never smoked or anything.
No, it doesn't have to. A lot of times pressure on the heart will do it. It's what I was telling the other wonderful woman who called in, and, how the pressure in the diaphragm will actually go up. And when you're busy, triathlons take a long time to really, go after. So when you're doing all this stuff and you're out there doing all these things, what happens is that sometimes your breathing isn't appropriate and it comes up, the hiatal muscle will come up, and so will the diaphragm, and it'll hit on the lungs, the heart, and that whole area up there. So we just have to learn how to put our hiatal and our diaphragm down on an exhale, and sometimes that works to kind of take the pressure off the body. Sometimes healing is very easy, and other times, if something has been there a long time, it may need surgery. So, I do not discount doctors, but I will say that sometimes it can be taken care of with an easy move. But
he sought out a doctor in Boston who treats a lot of the marathon runners,
mm-hmm.
and he gave him a monitor to wear.
Okay.
So when he bicycles or runs.
Right. Hurry up, because we've got another one calling. Go ahead.
I guess I was just wondering if this is something he should stop.
Okay. Personally, sweetheart, I think I gave you enough information, because if he wants to know it, he'll have to call me, and it'll have to be on his his scale. You know what I mean? Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye. Well, that's interesting. That can help someone else, as always.
Sure.
Okay. Well, all right, let's go. We've got one more. We've got time for one more call, and maybe two, if they're quick. Everybody get your question right so Mama can answer it quickly. Okay, well, this is Tiffany from New York.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, my question is... I kind of let somebody go, and I did it prematurely. My emotions were all crazy. Do you see us reconnecting some way, somehow?
Tiffany, Yeah, this would have to be a special session, and it would have to be done completely different. This is actually where we're calling to find out, you know, if there's something else that's going on physically for you, that kind of thing. But I recommend that you get a session, and we can discuss things like that on a personal level when we have more time.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you
for calling. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
You can call Mona again at 541-639-1814 to set up a session, 541-639-1814. Now, I'm going to bring one more caller in because we're still moving along. This is Pam from Washington. Hold on. Hi, Pam.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, Pam.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing?
Great. I'm very excited about this. My question is that I've been struggling with my weight, and it seems like I can't get enough food, and it's not that I'm hungry. It's just that I'm, like, feeding something that's overpowering me, and I'll go along really well, and then all of a sudden it's just I eat constantly in and it's not always the best stuff, but is there, do you have a reason for that?
Yes.
Because I was really interested in what you said about the diaphragm and that. So.
Yes, yes. Okay, basically there's a book out, it's called It's Not What You Eat, It's What's Eating You. And that book explained a lot, and it doesn't mean you have to get it, but basically what it's saying is that when something is bothering you and you don't feel sufficiently satisfied in life, then that's when your eating begins to increase. And when you're satisfied with life in the sense that you recognize that you're living in the moment and you're doing the best you can, that kind of thing, when you do that, then you don't have the need to eat so much. But there's an issue going on here that has to do with you doing everything you can or doing the best you can and not feeling either appreciated or satisfied in it. And that's what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay.
Yeah, that makes really great sense.
Yeah.
I thought it was
and
boredom.
It's simple.
Yeah. So I was also interested in that you said at 6 or 7 years old that you kind of know your purpose in life or why you're here. If that's been interrupted with a violent things happening to you at that time, can that change your direction or delay it?
Oh, anything can. Anything can.
Yeah.
But but what I was saying is that that's when we develop survival issues at 7.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. It's what we do because it's how we try to survive here. You know, we're back on the planet. What are we going to do about it? And so, you know, that's what that indicates. So, yeah. So, you know, what you do, just remember what I had mentioned earlier, and you'll start seeing a difference. And remember to love yourself, darling, because you are doing the best you can. Spirit's very clear about that.
Okay. Thank you so much for your wisdom.
You're welcome.
Thank you very
much. You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Calling. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, my goodness, what a great show, honey. You answered everybody's got everyone in, I think. Well, this is exciting, and we just love having you on the show, Mona. Now, we've got a few more minutes. Would you like to share something at closing that you might want to tell everybody? What's your message for the end of the talk?
Well, you know, Pam, I'm going to tell people not to get too hung up on any of this. In other words, don't put too much pressure on yourself to have to do something. This should be an exciting time for you. One of the big things is to follow your passion. When Joseph Campbell said, follow your bliss, he wasn't kidding. And, you know, and today is the day that we want to do that. We really want to shamanize ourselves